Researchers at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory announced a breakthrough achievement in the quest to harness fusion energy.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm joined scientists and officials at a news conference to mark the historic breakthrough that could pave the way for advancements in national defense and the future of clean power.
It's the first time it has ever been done in a laboratory.
Scientists used 192 lasers focused on a target about the size of a peppercorn. Marvin Adams with the National Nuclear Security Administration explained how this time was different.
The fusion fuel stayed hot enough, dense enough, and round enough for long enough that it ignited, and it produced more energies than the lasers had deposited.
Kim Budell is the director of the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. She says the advance paves the way for more discoveries. Jennifer King, Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.